Blackstone Publishing presents The Shadows of Power by James W. Houston. This book is read by Tom Weiner.
For Nita. We sleep safe in our beds because rough men stand ready in the night to visit violence on those who would do us harm. George Orwell. Chapter 1. Lieutenant Ed Stovic stared at his name on the flight schedule and his squadron's ready room aboard the USS Harry S. Truman. He was listed as the wingman for Commander Pete Bruno, the squadron commanding officer. Stovic hardly ever flew on Bruno's wing. His eye quickly scanned over to the mission, covert escort of an EP-3. The big, slow EP-3 was to fly down the Mediterranean coast of Algeria and, listen, collect intelligence. There had been some talk that the Algerians were getting testy about the American battlegroup crossing into Algeria's newly claimed 200-mile economic zone. It was just the sort of thing that might stimulate a response from the new Algerian government. Stovic tried to contain his surprise as he looked around the ready room. All the other pilots were watching, some smiling, some giving him looks of feigned anger for having scored the only good hop on the schedule. He was to launch before the official first launch. Stovic briefed with Bruno and manned up. The excitement was noticeable in the crisp movements of everyone involved in the special launch of the two fighters. It came off beautifully. The two FA-18E Super Hornets rendezvoused with the tanker above the carrier to top off their fuel tanks. They pulled off the tanker and flew low and fast to their rendezvous point, a random latitude and longitude in the middle of a lonely section of the Mediterranean Sea where the EP-3 waited for them, orbiting 1,000 feet over the sea. The EP-3 wagged its wings on seeing the...